The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Nuclear toxins. I'm going to be talking about that. Chemtrails. The next hour, this hour. Ethan Indigo Smith with us. Welcome, Ethan.
Peace on Earth. How are you, Vincent?
Ethan, I am well. You know, I was thinking about you over the weekend. I'm so glad that we're broadcasting today. I'm really looking forward to your arrival in Missouri in March, the last weekend in March for the Expo. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you're going to be traveling, right, across the country?
I'm actually on the road right now. I'm in the windy city of Boulder, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so what's the plan? Where are you heading next?
I'm actually going to backtrack west a little bit and hit up a bunch of towns off the 70, Aspen, Breckenridge, and a couple other places, and then back to Denver. So I'm giving away my holiday hazing Santa Claus syndrome book for the next 5 days if any of your listeners want to get a laugh and learn a lesson.
Okay. How do we get it, Ethan?
Amazon.com, and it's a free ebook for the next 5 days. And in that, I explore what I think is the most impactful time period of our lives is around up till about 5 years old, and propose that because we're so immersed in the Santa Claus storyline at that point, that we end up, that it influences our adult apathy, our adult tendencies to refuse to investigate, to the point where we actually, with concerning 9/11, we call them truthers or what, you know, it's like, yeah, they're seeking the truth. That should be a compliment.
Yeah.
But in our collective culture, no, it's not. You want to be like Donner and Blitzen and be in the inner circle and stand in line, be in a row like all the rest of them. So I explore the serious and hilarious topic of Santa Claus syndrome.
Yeah, and, you know, as you were saying it, I was thinking of one of our staff here at USAprepares.com. We have a lot of volunteer staff, and she runs a meetup called the MOP, Missouri Ozarks Preppers. And I was talking with her for about an hour last night on the phone, Janet Randall. I know she's going to want to get that book immediately. So what is the title? One more time. Just go to Amazon.
A Holiday Hazing Santa Claus Syndrome.
And Amazon, holiday hazing.
Yeah, holiday hazing. Because it is very much like a hazing ritual or the Western world's initiation into one higher level of adulthood or lesser juvenility, if you will. Because we actually tell children, okay, now you know the truth of the lie. But I want you to also lie to little Timmy because he's not ready. And so we realize that it's not better to give than to receive. It's better to give lies than to receive them. So we turn into little liars, most of us, the collective.
Yeah. And what's interesting about that is most of us on our side of the equation, most of us who believe the kinds of things that we do, see the government lying at every turn. I mean, the government collective cannot tell the truth about anything.
Well, it's in the very etymological origins of the word government. Govern means control. Mm-hmm. Mente, mental, the mind. Control the mind. So it's not like they're hiding anything, right? All we have to do is ask questions. All we have to do is leave this soup of apathy, and all of a sudden it's very clear that government, that's what they do, control the mind. And they do so by prohibiting and promoting. And if you notice, they are the corporations under the government, too, being they, are very astute at promoting negative biological, negative substances to our biology, and are horrible at promoting quality things. But it just would take a shift if we promoted different things that weren't based on profiting some global corporation that were, and that were based on promoting the wellness of individuals, things could shift.
You're going to get a chance to meet Dr. Norman Shealy. And Norm Shealy is a medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year. He's on the air with us here at USA Prepares. He's going to be at the expo. He's been to almost all the expos. He comes to the meetups. He's been to the farm. He's a family friend. And I asked him on the air, I said, Dr. Shealy, I can't think as these government types think. These things don't occur to me. And I'm not alone. I'm paraphrasing what I said. I'm not alone in thinking this way, the way most of us think. We're not capable of these evil thoughts. Is it possible that these government types, these people who want to rule us and control us, is it possible that they're defective? Meaning their mothers didn't take the right supplements and vitamins. Is that possible? That they are literally, literally defective. And he said, yes. Isn't that fascinating? So,
yeah, I think it's hard not to deduce that, because it's either that they're so socially, psychologically trained, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, or that there is some kind of deficiency or some tick where there should be a talk in their biology that enables them to do something without having empathy, right? Which leads to definition of psychopathy, right? That people don't empathize with others. And it's been some Yale doctors did a study with infants and toddlers, 6-month-olds, and 1- and 2-year-olds in that time frame. And they found that the younger the child, the more it tended to seek the benevolence. And they did so by having toys that went uphill. One that tried to go uphill, one that helped the trier, and one that defeated the trier toy, right? And all the children tended to gravitate towards the helper and the neutral toy. And they did not like the toy that was hindering others. And so we're innately kind of born righteous, if you will. We have to have it taken away from us, trained out of us, basic training, right? You have to, in order to nuke someone or kill them with a gun, you have to go through a psychological training, that enables you to do
that. Ethan, you mentioned nuke someone. Now, you wrote an article called Chemtrails and the Nuclear Connection, and that's the subject of today's lesson with you. Why don't we start talking about that?
It's a fact that in the upper atmosphere there is more radiological contaminants, and it's also a fact that since the beginning of the nuclear experimentation, the nuclear arms race, when they were the United States predominantly and the USSR were conducting nuclear and atomic detonation tests, the particulate and the elements manifested in those detonations are only now saturating the atmosphere, only now about equally dispersed in the upper atmosphere. The reason they call radiological contaminant from those detonations fallout, right, because it falls out of the sky. But some of it has stayed up there. They are nano-sized particulate that isn't necessarily subject to gravity in that respect. So I, in knowing that, my hypothesis, my question is, if they're spraying nano-sized metallic particulate, from what I understand about the chemtrails, aluminum and barium, if these are negatively charged metals, they would, I assume, interact with the highly active, positively charged nuclear radiological contaminant in the upper atmosphere, and maybe, just maybe, then be heavy enough to actually fall out of the upper atmosphere, where more than likely plutonium and cesium and all these nano-sized radiological dust in the atmosphere probably isn't good for it in the long run and may even destroy it. So my hypothesis was questioning whether or not they were doing so to get the radiological contaminants out of the upper atmosphere. And that's how bad nuclear experimentation is, that we have to look at the unseen effects that it brings about.
Ethan,
are you there?
Yeah. Ethan, I just had a dropout for a second, a delay in hearing you. But here's something interesting. You talked about the unseen. Back in the 1950s and the 1960s, I was born in the 50s, the United States government did above-ground and below-ground nuclear testing.
Wow, yeah.
They exploded a lot of atomic bombs. Thousands. Okay. Well, one of the side effects, one of the pieces of evidence was X-ray film. And Kodak was making X-ray film in Rochester, New York back then, and they were shipping it to hospitals all over the country. And we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened with that X-ray film. Ethan Indigo Smith's with us, and I just posted on the website a way you can get a copy of A Holiday Hazing, Santa Claus Syndrome, for free. Page1USAPrepares.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ethan Indigo Smith's with us. So, Ethan, what happened in the 1945 through 1960s, probably even into the 70s? We were doing some atomic testing. Our government was, and as a matter of fact, one of the bombs was called Trinity, and that bomb released some radioactive iodine 131 into the atmosphere, and it came down downwind, and some of that downwind area was Indiana. And in Indiana, there were some farms, and they were growing corn, as you know. And some of those corn husks were used in packaging material, including packaging material for X-ray film for Kodak. And there's a belief that that packaging material that contained the corn husks that were radioactive from the nuclear testing, from the fallout that came from the atmosphere that landed on these farms, was used to package the film, and the film became cloudy. The film became cloudy. So the hospitals were saying, hey, we can't use this film. It's just not working. And Kodak was really trying to figure out what was going on with their film, because they thought their film was perfect. By the time it got to the end use at the hospital, it was unusable. Now, there are beliefs that it was the radiation in the air that during the transportation that made the X-ray film cloudy. Some people believe that it was the corn husks that was used in for the packaging. So there's a lot of thoughts about what happened. But the bottom line was, it was the radiation from the testing by the government, who initially denied that they did nuclear testing in 1945. So pretty serious.
And actually, there was a filmmaker in Chernobyl that went to the site immediately after it happened. Mm-hmm. And as he's filming, you can still see it today. I forget the name of the movie, my apologies, but the nuclear fallout is frying his film and creating spark-like points on the film. And so definitely that it surely was the radiation at one point or another, right? But how do we know anymore? Because it's an experiment that's outside of the box. It's literally the allegory of Pandora come to life. And CNN co-produced a movie called Pandora's Promise. And I say that nuclear engineers and scientists are stupid because they don't even know what Pandora's Promise is, which is hellfire, permanent, that we cannot put out. And they're trying to say that Pandora's Promise was something positive. But no, the lesson in the allegory of Pandora is to not set a fire, something that continuously burns, which is exactly what nuclear experimentation is.
Mm-hmm. And even on a smaller scale, I don't know if any of you have had hay catch on fire, like a big roll of hay. We have 1,000-pound bales of hay here. They're round rolls. If one of those catches on fire and you just take a garden hose with a lot of pressure and you try to put it out, good luck. Good luck. It's almost impossible, literally. It can take weeks to put that out. And there are peat moss bogs, that have been on fire for hundreds of years in Europe. It's true. Can't put them out. It's impossible to put them out. We don't know how to do it. And so these nuclear scientists and companies like General Electric have been toying with radioactivity, and they've been building nuclear energy plants, which has a byproduct that we don't know what to do with. There is no safe way of converting that to something else. We don't know how to convert that waste, that byproduct of generating electricity with nuclear power. We don't know how to use that where it's safe, or how to render it safe. We don't even know how to safely store it. It's impossible.
That's
and
right.
Yet we're playing with this as if it's okay. And the people are allowing it. We've lost our minds. We come back. Let's talk more about radiation. And let's talk more about the combination of radiation and chemtrails. And what it's doing to us, we the people. Ethan Indigo Smith, if you'd like to read the article, there's a post on the website.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period, Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you'd like to get a free copy of the Kindle edition of A Holiday Hazing, Santa Claus Syndrome by Ethan Indigo Smith. Free copy, absolutely free, you know, for the next 5 days. You can go to USAPrepares.com, page one, and the link is right there at the top, center column. Click on it, it'll take you to Amazon. You can get it right now. And, Ethan, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you because we're talking about chemtrails. We're talking about the nuclear connection. And, you know, you are a deep, deep, deep thinker. And I think you've got something here with this connection. And we're going to talk probably some more with this on the subject with Dr. Richard Allen Miller on Thursday. And let's ask a physicist what his thoughts are. But,
cool.
You know, we're talking about radiation, absolutely deadly stuff. One atom of plutonium in your respiratory system is a death sentence. One atom. And so Fukushima has melted down. Chernobyl has melted down. We even had a meltdown which was covered up at Three Mile Island. I remember when that happened. I was living on the East Coast, and they said, hey, it's just steam. It's just steam. I even had a relative who worked as a chemical engineer at a high level at a major, major chemical company. Major. You'd recognize the name of it, but I'm not going to say it. And he says, just steam. It's just steam. He's telling me it's steam. I'm saying, no, it's not. It's radioactive. He's saying it's steam. I sealed up the all the cracks in the home so that we would not get radiation, airborne radiation coming through the cracks in our home. And we stayed inside for 3 days. Wow. Everybody thought Finelli's lost his mind. Well, the downwinders had dandelions growing on their yards. And the dandelion leaves, I'm talking about those yellow dandelions that most people don't want in their yards. They pick them out, or they apply chemicals to make sure they don't grow again. Well, those things had leaves as long as a person's arm, 3 feet long. They were downwind of the Three Mile Island nuclear power generation plant in Pennsylvania. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff. And everyone... There was a special on television 10 years later, and it showed these families, and it showed these dandelions, and showed the leaves, and one of the people who was a family member of a neighborhood downwind said, every family has some kind of cancer. There's no family in this neighborhood that has not had the effects of cancer. 100% of the families had cancer of some kind.
Yeah, it's the nuclear industry is so wrapped up with the military that one could say that the nuclear experimentation industry was what Eisenhower was talking about when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
The devastation that is caused by nuclear experimentation is beyond the pale of our traditional understanding of time and space, for that matter. It is invisible, and it lasts for not only centuries, not only millennia, but hundreds of thousands of years. So it's very much beyond the pale of our traditional comprehension. The one thing that nuclear experimentation can do that is positive, because it's so such a nefarious group of people and with such horrible consequences that it is almost too much for people to address, to contemplate, to even hear me speak about, I've noticed. But the one thing that nuclear experimentation can do is prove the brotherhood of man and bring us all together to stop the war world, stop the endless cycle of killing each other that is now not only impacting our present, but it will impact our future. And so the American Indians had a concept called the rule of the seven generations. And for everything they did, they thought about, well, will there be herbs here in the future? Will there be deer here in the future? Seven generations from now, from my children's children, children's ex, and this is where we need to go back to start thinking about our future, because nuclear experimentation could not only destroy the present, but any remnant reminiscent idea of the future. It's that dastardly. And so I like to say that we can all come together on this, because it really does threaten all of us. So hopefully that's the one thing the nuclear experimentation can do, is unite the world against war, because it is centered around war and oligarchical energy, right? We could have endless, cheap, practically free energy if it wasn't for what I term oligarchical collectivism, or what Orwell termed oligarchical collectivism, I should say. And that is the mining and refining and burning of these fuels, which are either petrolific or nuclear, that both operate like that. We could have free fuel like geothermal power, wave power, ocean current power, especially in a place like Japan, which is the most geothermal active region in the world, period. So GE and, you know, Westinghouse and all these nuclear experimentation companies that built nuclear power plants in Japan on behalf of the U.S. government have failed us all, and we should hold them accountable and demand that these institutions act on behalf of individuals as they claim.
You're talking about the rule of seven generations, and I was thinking as you were saying that about planting trees. You know, how many people say, "Boy, it'd be great if we had, you know, some fruit trees on the property or an orchard." And well, okay, well, plant some trees, because it's going to take 5 years, 7 years before you get fruit. So if you want fruit, start planting those trees. You know, get right to it. And you know, Ethan, we had a Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, and this woman came up to me, and this was during the expo, and she grabbed me and said, "Bags." And I looked at her and I said, "Bags?" And she said, "Bags. Bags? Yeah. The exhibitors should have bags for us." And I said, "Oh, you need a bag?" And she said, "Yeah, I need a bag to carry my stuff." And I said, "Ma'am, this is a preparedness expo. If you needed a bag, you should have brought one with you." Now, another woman came up to me, and she said, "Do you know how far it is from the parking lot to the exhibit hall?" And I said, "Yeah, actually I do. You know, I parked out there too." And this is a huge parking lot. And all you do is park in front of the building, and you walk from the parking lot right into the expo hall, okay? Well, I go into the lobby and then the expo hall. And it's a huge expo hall, 46,000 square feet. And she said, "Do you know how far it is?" And I said, "Yeah, I do. Actually, I do." She said, "Well, you need to have a shuttle service to get us, you know, from the parking lot to the front door." I said, "Ma'am, this is a preparedness expo. If you can't get from the parking lot to here, we can't help you." And that's what's happening. We are not paying attention. We're not thinking. We really aren't. As a matter of fact, you know, you're talking about Fukushima. And I said, the day after it happened, I happened to be broadcasting, and I said, "This is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood." And then I said something like this. Who was it? Who was it that was in a boat a mile off the coast of Japan and said, "Hey, let's litter the coastline of Japan with nuclear reactors"? Who was it that said it? And more importantly, who was it that approved that design?
Right.
Who approved it?
Speaking of boats off of Japan, the USS Reagan was conducting rescue and operations right after the event, the earthquake and tsunami that devastated Japan. Mm-hmm. And initiated the Fukushima catastrophe. And they are now trying to sue TEPCO for not revealing the truth of the dire of the matter. And they sat in probably some of the worst incomprehensible exposure that anyone has ever been exposed to. That's three reactors melting down. And one of those reactors, reactor number three, being fueled by MOX fuel, which is plutonium, tons of plutonium. So they were literally on the decks as fallout nuclear snow was coming onto them. And TEPCO lied, and the United States government lied, but they can't, as U.S. servicemen, people, sue the United States government, no matter what. It's also one of the dire little unsaids of the nuclear experimentation industry. Our military and the USSR routinely dumped radioactive waste in each other's waters. Nuclear submarines doing their thing. Where did they put their spent fuel, I ask? Well, obviously they would have put it in the enemy's waters, okay? There's a hint. And there's actually several Russian submarines that are in the Arctic Circle that they didn't know what to do with them, so they just put them under water. And the United States government did the same. Actually, one of the biggest radioactive dumps in the United States is right off the coast of San Francisco, where they dropped a bunch of Farallones Islands, where they dropped a bunch of drums of plutonium and XYZ into the ocean, and there they sit and there they leak. Some of them that did not immediately sink, they shocked a bullet holes into so that they would sink. Okay, that's how much they care about the environment. So nuclear experimentation is not green. It's mined, refined, and burned, just like petrol.
We come back, I'll tell you about Chemistry 101.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guy's three-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guy's favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long-grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about freeze-dry guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the freeze-dry guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-7412. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-7412. That's 1-800-607-7412. Call 1-800-607-7412.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Watch it.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
Turn it. What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm about to use some very strong words. Treason. Okay? Treason is treachery, a breach of faith, and the betrayal of a trust or confidence. The betrayal of a trust or confidence. A traitor is one who commits treason, one who betrays another's trust or is false to an obligation or duty. And we've been talking about nuclear waste. And I'm saying all of those, top to bottom, including the guy who discharged a cartridge into a drum of nuclear waste to make it sink in the ocean. Every single one of those people involved, all the way up the chain, including the top guy, is involved in treason. In Chemistry 101, do you agree or disagree?
It reminds me of the argument with global warming. This is a distraction from the notion or the realization of global environmental destruction. Global warming is simply a symptom of global environmental destruction. So we need to stop debating on global warming and actually start doing something about global environmental destruction, as is most nefarious through the most invisible radiological contaminants. If we could see radiation like oil, we'd all be up in arms.
So the words that I use, treason and traitor, are you in agreement with that?
100%. And I think that is, they're not only a traitor to the seven generations rule and everyone in the present time, but they're a traitor to the Mother Earth and to all living beings on that Earth, you know?
Yep. And the penalty they should pay is the highest penalty for committing those acts of treason. And let me just very briefly talk about Chemistry 101. This is something I've said in the past, but it bears repeating. I don't know if you heard me say this, Ethan Indigo Smith, but in Chemistry Class 101 in college back in the 70s, the professor was on in front of the classroom, about 550 students, and he held up a jar of this red dye, a quart jar, and he said, "This is red dye. Now, if I pour this in the ocean and stir it around, any ocean, I pour it in, stir it around, all the ocean waters are connected. If I stir it around, we can take this other quart jar, the empty one, and dip it into the ocean, top, bottom, left, right, north, south, doesn't matter. Anywhere, if we've mixed up that first quart of red dye in the ocean, we will be able to scoop out a quart of water, and in that quart of water, no matter where we get it, no matter which ocean, it will contain at least one atom of red dye." That's Chemistry 101. We're talking about very small, small atoms. And one atom of plutonium in your respiratory system is an absolute death sentence. And we are dumping radioactive substances, including plutonium, all over the planet.
Yeah, I would dare say that the Pacific Ocean will never be the same, and that the Northern Pacific currently is not the same as it was just a few years ago, prior to Fukushima. And the media and the government industrial complex likes to pretend that Fukushima was, or propose, or just allude to the fact that, or the idea that Fukushima was a one-time thing. One time this thing happened and now it's done. No, it's ongoing, and it's the worst China syndrome there could be, because it's mixing with seawater, and a radiological element into seawater has immediate reaction.
Not only that, Ethan, one of our instructors called me and he said that the meltdown has gone through the groundwater table, and it has been picked up by a an active volcano, and the volcano is turning that radioactive water into steam, and it's going to the atmosphere, and we're all getting it. Ethan Indigo Smith, thanks so much for being with us today on the broadcast class. There's a link to Ethan Indigo Smith's.
I bow to you. You're wonderful.
Ethan, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Link to Ethan on the website, USA Prepares.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.